CC and CFTC sue Goliath Ventures over $400 million crypto Ponzi. The Securities and Exchange Commission and the Commodity Futures Trading Commission filed parallel civil suits this month against Goliath Ventures and its founder, Christopher Delgado, over an alleged crypto Ponzi scheme that pulled in roughly $400 million before collapsing. Cointelegraph reported the joint action, which lands as the broader crypto market sits in fear territory, with Bitcoin at $63,529, down 0.6% on the day, and the CoinMarketCap Fear and Greed Index reading 37 as of August 12, 2026. The pitch was the kind of yield story that has become routine in crypto. Steady, principal-protected returns from professional trading. Goliath told investors it would generate 3% to 10% monthly by collecting fees from cryptocurrency liquidity pool activity, and it guaranteed their capital along the way. Regulators say almost none of that happened. The numbers the two agencies filed. The SEC and CFTC described the same scheme with slightly different totals, a common feature when two agencies count from separate investor and customer records. The SEC alleges Goliath raised at least $425 million from more than 1,300 investors. The CFTC puts it at approximately 1,600 customers, contributing at least $397 million. A related criminal case establishes that at least $400 million flowed into Goliath. Of that, Delgado allegedly diverted at least $51 million for personal use. Rather than deploy investor deposits into liquidity pools, the operation ran as a textbook Ponzi, according to both agencies. New investor money paid earlier investors, while account statements showed fabricated balances and invented performance. That works only as long as deposits keep outpacing withdrawals. By November 2025, Goliath could no longer cover payouts, and the structure fell apart. Delgado has already pleaded guilty in a parallel criminal matter to conspiracy to commit wire fraud, and money laundering, admitting to investor losses of at least $250 million. The civil suits now seek restitution, disgorgement of ill-gotten gains, civil penalties, trading bans, and permanent injunctions. Guaranteed yield is the tell. The mechanics here are old. What keeps working is the packaging. Liquidity pool trading fees sounds specific and technical enough to pass for a real DeFi strategy, and a fixed monthly return with principal protection is exactly what a nervous saver wants to hear. Real liquidity provision does not produce guaranteed returns. It carries impermanent loss, variable fees, and the risk that the underlying pool drains or the protocol is exploited. Any operator promising a floor on both principal and yield is describing something that does not exist on-chain. The 3-10% monthly band is itself the warning. Compounded, the low end of that range is over 40% a year. The high end is more than triple. Legitimate market-making desks do not advertise those numbers to retail, with a capital guarantee attached. When a return is both high and certain, the certainty is usually the fabricated part. Custody is the difference that matters. For anyone weighing where to park crypto, the Goliath case is a reminder that handing assets to a third party for a promised return means taking on that party's solvency and honesty as your own risk. When Goliath stopped paying, investors had no claim on segregated assets because there were none to segregate. This is the same counterparty exposure that surfaced with FTX and, years earlier, Wirecard. Once your balance is an entry in someone else's ledger, you are trusting that the ledger is real. That is why the design of a product matters more than its headline rate. Cards and accounts that let you spend directly from your own wallet keep assets under your keys until the moment of a transaction, which removes the trust us, the money is here, step entirely. It is not a yield strategy, and it will not promise 8% a month. That is the point. None of this makes on-chain yield fraudulent by default. Liquidity provision, staking, and lending are real activities with real variable returns. The distinction is verifiability. Can you see the position, the pool, and the fees on-chain, or are you looking at a dashboard the operator controls? Goliath's investors were looking at the dashboard,